Very much, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10263, Seaford Machine Works, Inc., southeast of Middle Ford Road, west of Victoria Avenue, being lots 65, 66, and 67. Block J within the island development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Name and address.
My name is Philip LaPrade. I live at 206 Deep Creek Drive in Seaford.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, good evening. We're here to request a variance on the front yard setback requirements on a portion of our lots that face Victoria Avenue. It's on the west side of Victoria Avenue in a fenced-in yard. The reason we're doing that is because we currently rent a building on Airport Road that houses a sheet metal shop. And we were informed a few months ago that the building would be sold and we would have to move. The equipment that we house there weighs several tons each piece, and because of its hammering and shearing and breaking, requires about 12 inches of concrete, so it's not the kind of building we can just go find another building and move into. We have the back side of that lot, which we have really not used other than for storage of steel or parking or whatever. We moved there about 35 years ago, and this was a shot we took of Victoria Avenue, which was the same way as it was.
You can hand it down there if you would, okay. Sir, please.
Looks the same way it did 35 years ago, and I'm not sure. I mean, I imagine it's been that way for 50 or 60 years. So in order to compensate for what we need to house this building and to continue to keep these people employed that currently work there in a sheet metal shop, we feel that we need to do something to put a building in to be able to put that in, put the sheet metal business in. Currently, we operate a machine shop on Middle Ford Road on the same lot. I'll be happy to try to answer any of your questions. I hope I've kind of explained that as well as I can.
Mr. Chairman, for the board's information, all those other structures are non-conforming, okay, and the proposed building is what we're really concerned with. All the rest are non-conforming.
In that area?
Right, so the proposed building needs to be 60 feet from the front yard being commercial.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Berkman?
This new building will go to the rear of your existing building?
Yes.
That's right.
I don't know if it would be helpful or not. I had a drawing here. There's
I have it on the tax map. That's what I thought. But,
Essentially, it'll be on the back side here. Contacted Citadel about irrigation changes. I mean, not irrigation, but septic changes. And so we're trying to make the building fit within the septic, set the septic first and then make the building fit.
So. Mr. Chairman, this is the same thing as you have in front of you.
Okay.
The application says something about your combining the three lots. Is that in process or has it already been done?
We're just waiting for the deed. As a matter of fact, I stopped to pick that up today, but this is a copy of.
That's okay. I mean,
it's already been filed.
Okay.
And we're just waiting to get a copy of the deed.
Right. Okay.
We did do that.
Thank you, sir. Any further? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, we have one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10263. The It certainly fits in with the rest of the neighborhood. It's lined up with the other building. Certainly won't alter the central character of the neighborhood and will not adversely affect the adjacent or neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,263. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Case number 10,